Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Mmm, Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Say, there's a wonderful experience in store for you when you taste Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious, for it's the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender, yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And what's more, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So ladies, buy Kroger Tender Ray Beef right away. You'll see for yourself that it's luscious red, rich in savory juices, the finest beef value in town. But don't forget, your Kroger store is where you buy Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Though she's known for several days now that Johnny Keith intends to marry her, Penny Gibbs has said nothing about it to anyone, even to Johnny. For Johnny was keeping his intentions a secret from her. It's a bright, clear morning in Rossville, and Penny is leaving the house unusually early when her mother calls to her.
Oh, Penny!
Yes, Mother?
Are you leaving so early, dear?
Yes, darling, I am. I have an appointment downtown.
Oh.
Can I get you anything while I'm down there?
No, I don't think so, dear. Oh, yes, you might stop by the town shop and see if they have that material I ordered.
All right, I'll do that.
If it won't take you out of your way.
No, darling, it won't. I have a doctor's appointment this morning. His office is in the same building as the town shop.
A doctor's appointment? Well, Penny, there's nothing wrong, is there?
Oh, no. No, there isn't a thing wrong, darling.
Well, you'd tell me the truth, wouldn't you?
Mother, look at me. Do I look as though anything's wrong with me? Well, do I act it?
No, not a bit. In fact, you haven't looked so well in months or acted as if you felt better.
Good, then don't you worry about me.
But, Penny, it seems so strange to have you say you're going to see a doctor.
Oh, listen to me. It's nothing serious. Nothing to be upset about. And I'll tell you a big secret. If I don't leave right now, I'll be late.
Oh, all right. If you won't tell me, you won't tell me.
There's nothing to tell you.
Obviously.
Oh, Mother, don't be angry. I just think it's wise to go to a doctor once in a while, and so I'm going.
Well, I know you're not going to tell me anything about it, so I'm not going to ask.
Good, that's much better. Oh, Mother, I'm not a child anymore. Why do you insist on treating me like one?
Am I treating you like one?
In a way, you are.
I'm sorry. I guess I'm becoming just a nosy old woman.
No, you're not a nosy old woman, but you are being a doting mother. I'll tell you something else. I love it. But right now, I don't need parental guidance, thank you. I'm quite sure of what I'm doing.
Quite sure of what you're doing? Now, just what do you mean by that?
Nothing, Mother, nothing at all. Goodbye, darling. I really have to rush. I'll be home for lunch. Tell Sarah, will you?
Mm-hmm. But, Penny, I wish you... Oh, I said I wouldn't ask again, didn't I?
Even if you did ask, I wouldn't tell you. Because there's nothing to tell.
You sure you don't want me to go with you?
And hold my hand?
Oh, Penny, don't make fun of me. But this worries me.
Oh,
I
Mother,
can't
now
help
don't.
It, dear.
Didn't I tell you it was nothing to worry about? I'm just going for a checkup. Something everyone should do at least once a year.
That's really all there is to it?
That's really all there is to it.
All right, but...
But what?
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
Well, because I...
And what did you mean by saying I'm sure of what I'm doing?
Mother, if I stand here and talk to you, I'll be late for my appointment. I'll see you later.
You let me know how you are, won't you, darling?
I can tell you right now, I'm in absolutely perfect health, so don't you worry about it. Goodbye.
Bye, Penny.
And I'll bring you your material if they have it at the town shop.
Well, if you want. Bye, dear.
Goodbye. And take that frown off your face.
Penny! Oh, Penny!
Penny's gone, Jed. Anything I can do for you?
Oh, gone so early in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
What you trying to do, beat the robins to their worms?
No, she has an appointment at the doctor's.
Doctor's? What's wrong with her?
Nothing, she claims. She says she's just going for a checkup. But, Jed, I'm sure it's more than that.
Oh, now, Grace, you're always imagining the worst.
No, I'm not.
Well, when it comes to Penny, you are.
But, Jed, she was leaving the house without saying anything to anyone. And you know she never does that.
Well, maybe she didn't think it was important enough.
I think she's trying to hide something.
Oh.
You know how she tries not to worry us.
I see no reason to worry about her seeing a doctor, especially for nothing more than a routine examination.
But, Jed, why wouldn't she say something about it then?
Well, apparently she did, or how would you know about it?
Well, I practically had to drag the truth out of her. And I'm still not convinced it's the truth.
Well, now maybe the child's gone to the doctor's for a preliminary examination.
Preliminary to what?
Well, young Dr. Evans told me the other evening that Penny was ready now to have something done about those few scars on her face.
Oh?
And he said if it was done now, no one would ever be able to tell she'd been in that auto accident.
Oh, how wonderful. But why didn't she tell me that?
Well, now, maybe that's not why she's seeing the doctor. If she's seeing Ryan or someone else.
Oh, I didn't ask who she was going to. But I assumed that... Oh, good heavens, she isn't seeing Dr. Ryan. She's seeing a doctor in the same building as the town shop. And Dr. Ryan's office...
I know, it's in the Flatiron building.
Yeah.
Well, then, maybe she is going to see a surgeon about those scars. Dr. Evans said she'd have to be examined before going to the hospital.
Oh, I hope that's what it is. Those scars on her face are hardly noticeable, it's true. She's still as beautiful as ever. But I know she'll feel a lot better after something's done. Dr. Evans said there won't be a trace of them left.
Yeah, so I understand. That's a wonderful thing, modern medicine.
Mm.
Works miracles every day.
It's going to get you out of your wheelchair someday, Jed.
Oh, even medicine can't do everything, Grace. And I'm quite comfortable in this chair. Sitting out the rest of my life won't be so bad.
Well, I'd like to see you out of that chair, Jed.
Well, I'd like to get out of it, too, but I'm not going to complain if I can't. You know something? I've just about forgotten what it is to walk.
Oh, Jed.
And after all the trouble my mother and father went to teach me how. Well, I guess I did my share of walking, though, didn't I?
And you will again, too.
Well, now, let's say I will. Let's just say hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Say, I...
Oh, excuse me, Jed. There's someone at the door, dear.
Yeah, so I hear. It's probably one of those house-to-house peddlers. They usually start coming around this time of year.
We've had several already.
Hello, Mrs. Billings.
Well, Dr. Evans, come in. We were just talking about you.
Oh, in a pleasant tone of voice, I
know. The nice. Jed, it's Dr. Evans.
Oh, we were just talking about you, son.
Yes, I know. Mrs. Billings just told me. May I ask in what respect, or would I prefer not to know?
Oh, it wasn't anything personal, son. We were just...
Penny went to the doctor's this morning for a checkup.
Well, she didn't come to my office.
No, but we decided that you'd made the appointment for her.
That I'd made it?
Mm-hmm. You?
Oh, for those scars. Well, as a matter of fact, that's why I'm here this morning. I've arranged to have her see a doctor here in town. But I didn't make the appointment for her this morning.
Well, she went to see a doctor in the Ross building. Oh, maybe she made the appointment with your doctor friend herself.
No, I'm afraid not, Mrs. Billings. My friend is in the Flatiron building with Dr. Ryan.
Well, then, our theory's all wrong. Maybe she did go to the doctor for the reason she said.
And what was that, Mr. Billings?
A general checkup.
Did you recommend anything like that to her, Dr. Evans?
Oh, never, Mrs. Billings. Why, she's the last person in the world I'd suggest that to. Why, to look at her, you can tell that she's... Well, this is rather puzzling. Penny's not the kind to go to a doctor for anything short of a severe pain or definite illness.
I agree. That's what I said.
I think you're both taking an alarming view of the matter for absolutely no reason at all. She's going to the doctor's for a routine checkup. There's nothing wrong with her, and the doctor will tell her so. We'd all have fewer aches and pains if we did the same things ourselves every now and then. Oh, Grace, maybe that's Penny now.
I don't think so, Jed. I didn't hear a car come into the driveway.
Well, if it is, Penny, let's not give her the third degree about that doctor's appointment.
Mm.
Child has a right to some things of her own, you know.
All right, Jed.
Hello, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, hello, Hazel. Come on in.
Thank you. Is Penny here?
Well, no, dear, she's not.
Oh, hello there, Hazel.
Hello.
How's the prettiest schoolgirl in Rossville?
No, jeepers, Mr. Billings. Do you have to keep reminding me I'm just a schoolgirl?
Oh, well, the day will come when you wish you were.
Well, Hazel, I suppose you want to talk to Penny about something at the community center.
Yes, I do, and I was sure she'd be home by now. Did she come home and then leave again?
No. She left early this morning and hasn't been back since. What makes you think she was on her way home?
Well, I saw her.
You did?
I got out of a special exam this morning, and I was downtown for Mother, and I saw her come out of the Roth building.
Well, that doesn't mean she was coming home.
But she got in her car and headed this way. He even turned up Rossville Avenue. And I'm sure that means he was driving her home.
He, Hazel? Whom are you talking about?
Why, Johnny. Johnny Keith.
Oh, yes.
He came out of the Roth building with her, and they... Oh, jeepers, maybe I shouldn't tell.
Shouldn't tell what, dear?
That they were holding hands and laughing. Oh, jeepers, I did tell, didn't I?
Oh, well, I don't think you told anything you shouldn't have told.
Oh, Mother's right. They ought to have a course at school in how to keep your mouth closed when you aren't thinking.
Oh, dear.
Oh, jeepers, you won't tell I told, will you?
Oh, hey, though, we won't say a word, because, really, you haven't given away any secrets.
Oh, thank you. Well, since Penny's not here, I won't wait.
All right.
I guess they weren't coming home after all. Jeepers, they looked happy, though. And so super romantic when they came out of that building holding hands. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, to be 17 again and read romance into hand-holding. The way I used to.
Jen, what was Johnny doing with her?
What?
She wouldn't let me go there with her, but obviously Johnny met her there.
Obviously.
But why? What does it mean, and why were they laughing?
Well, maybe Johnny had just told her a funny joke.
Oh, Jed, do be serious. Help me figure out what's going on.
Well?
Penny's had a sly little smile on her face for almost a week.
Yeah?
Now, what do you suppose she's up to?
Well, I don't know, Grace. But whatever it is, it must be something good. But time, and not Penny, is going to tell us what it is.
So Johnny Keith kept Penny's appointment with her. Why has Penny gone to see a doctor? And when will she reveal to Johnny that she knows his plans for her? Why hasn't she told him what she knows? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Yes, friends, Kroger Tenderay is the best eating beef you ever tasted. And here's why it's so downright delicious. Kroger Tenderay is the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. Yes, you get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay beef. Don't forget, ladies, Kroger Tenderay beef is an exclusive Kroger value. Yes, only your neighborhood Kroger store has the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. And your Kroger store, remember, gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So plan now to visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger Tenderay beef. The finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.